Abraham knew that if God asked him to give all, and God had said that this same son would have been the means of the line of promise, he knew that if he had to put Isaac to death, that God would have to raise Isaac up again and cause Isaac to be the means of the line of faith continued. Abraham had confidence in God to raise up his son. Abraham had confidence first in the resurrection of his own fertility and the fertility of Sarah. But now he's having confidence in God that even the one who was produced by that miracle of resurrection of fertility, that one would have been raised, that there might be a posterity in line, in continuance. Abraham was a real man of faith. And beloved, this exercise of faith is to encourage us that if God is asking us to give of our utmost in devotion to Him and for His delight, that we build and see this altar as being our very own. And I want to conclude by a few words in Romans chapter 12. Because this is the application to us. Where are we in relation to our devotion, in relation to our willingness to delight our Father in God, and to answer to this wonderful altar of Abraham? It has been said, you know, Lot was never tried by God like this. But Abraham was. Romans chapter 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the compassions or mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may approve what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Beloved, just like Abraham, as he heard the voice of God, lay not thy hand upon the son, Isaac was spared. Just as Abraham looked behind and saw the ram caught in the thicket by his horns, so that the ram would have been without blemish and without spot. Just as Abraham was told again the wonderful promises, and he would cry, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide, the one who is seen providing on Moriah twice over. Jehovah Jireh has in essence an interpretation of God's providing, the Lord providing. Moriah also means providing. And in both cases, this is a testimony that God will provide if only we are willing to go all the way in this sacrifice and in this altar of devotion and delight. Before I develop Romans 12, just briefly, I remember over the years that Brother Brian has been in St. Kitts. He shared with me a strategy that they use in St. Kitts to get rid of monkeys, to catch monkeys. We don't have as many monkeys in Barbados, but we do have some, and perhaps we need to import their strategy. He says that in St. Kitts, where when you first went there, I don't know if it's still the same, he said there were more monkeys than men in St. Kitts.
Still the same.
He said they build cages in which they want to catch the monkeys. And they would put some food in the cage and design the cage with a very small hole, a hole small enough that the monkey can put his hand in and grab the food. But as the monkey grabs the food, they have designed the hole in such a way that the monkey's hand with the food cannot get back up. So he can get it in without the food, grab the food, but when he tries to pull it out, the hole is too small for the hand with the food to come out. Now they see the monkey struggling, he wants the food, they just come and either put a bag over him or close the cage or whatever, and the monkey is captured. The monkey does not give up, and he loses everything, even his life. But if the monkey could have common sense, but unfortunately he's a monkey. If he had common sense, he would know that if he gives all, or if he gives what he had in his hands, he would gain all. Beloved, let us not be afraid of giving to gain. Let us not be afraid of giving to gain. And that's why Romans 12 is so important. Because as the apostle had developed how man and all of us were so wretched and so condemned and deserving of eternal damnation, and God would step in and spare not his own son, as in chapter 8. And God, who commends his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And God, who would say to us that the record of faith was not written for Abraham only, but unto us who would believe that God would raise Jesus from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. Then the apostle continues, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace where we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Beloved, that's what we come into because the Lord Jesus gave his utmost that there might be ultimate gain. And he says, now look, I want to beg you in relation to those compassions and mercies that God had upon you. I want you now to be filled with such devotion to this God that you want to delight this God and build an altar like Abraham. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies, the compassions of God, that you present, offer your bodies a living sacrifice. In that presentation, make sure it is in full devotion to your God. Oh God, this is this body that has been used by the devil, used by me, used by sin. This body that should really be condemned to hell. And me there with all of my responsibilities. I want to give it back to you. In all devotion, that's where it says, holy. In the best way I know how. Acceptable unto you. I want to please you in devotion and delight. Oh God, how can I give my body to make you happy? You are so worthy. I am not worthy of any existence anymore. My sins, I stand condemned. I stand without rights. All my rights have been gone through sin. But I want to give all that I am to you. I want to do it in devotion, and I want to do it for your delight. God, I want to make you happy. I want to be like an Isaac, to be one you look down with pleasure on, something to thrill your heart, which is your reasonable service. And then he says, be not conformed to the world. Never lose your distinctiveness. Never forget that God in saving you has made you exceptional. That nothing will ever separate you from himself. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loveth us.